Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to this podcast where we did a radio show. We talked about some rubbish from the news. Not a lot hanging around today, quite in and out, and I'll tell you why. If you listen carefully, you can hear the windows open. Also, if you listen carefully, you'll realise I've turned the air conditioning off. This shed is the kind of thing they put prisoners in. This is a sweat box. This, in some sort of 1980s prison drama in America, there'd be... In fact, I think there's a Deep Space Nine where Sisko, he has to stand up against the inhabitants of this. You know, they used to be Federation, but they were stranded and they realised they've got to keep some sort of rule, and they put Sisko in a sweatbox. I'm basically like that. Am I slightly exaggerating it? I don't know. It's hard to tell because clearly my standards are that if I stub my toe, I think I'm dying. So welcome to my Star Trek Deep Space Nine Captain Sisko sweatbox hellhole. Or studio, as I also call it, where we did a radio show that came out smelling like this. Hello, this is the part of the show I like to call the menu, where I lay out what I'm talking about today. I forgot to write down a menu, so let's just quickly glance through some of the stories. We'll be talking about cheese. We'll be talking about the slowest way to move a vehicle. What's this one? Someone who wears Speedos. And what's this one? The Northern Lights. None of that seems surprising, doesn't it? That's the kind of rubbish we talk about all the time. I suppose the Northern Lights one sticks out. Details on the way. So in the news, we should have talked about this earlier. They're Northern Lights. Did you get round to watching them? I, what with having a three-month-old child and going to bed at the same time that she does so I can get enough sleep for when she wakes up in the middle of the night, means this once-in-a-lifetime astronomical event. Of course I didn't. I was asleep. I missed it. And it's something to do with the charged particles being spewed by the sun towards the Earth, and they hit our magnetic sphere. And if ever you move a charged particle in a magnetic sphere, it creates photons. I don't know. Somehow the sky was purple and green, like some sort of Bruce Banner halfway through the change. It's a terrible title. That's my only take on this. Aurora Borealis, beautiful. Northern Lights... No, you misunderstand. I grew up in the north, and back in the 1980s, Northern Lights would have been something your dad turned off while saying, "We're not murder money, you know." So I think we missed out on the true experience. I just realised the date as well. 13th, Monday the 13th. Surely it's less good than Friday. Everyone fears Friday the 13th, but at least it's a Friday. Do you know what I mean? Monday the 13th. 13th is flipping Monday. Anyway, in the news, Speedo Mick, who raised more than £1 million hiking in his Speedos, is over the moon to be honoured for his efforts. He walked the length and breadth of the UK wearing just Speedos. He's now being made a citizen of honour by his home city of Liverpool. It very much feels like someone got caught nipping outside in his Speedos and just blagged it. No, this is for charity, mate. And just really committed to the bit. And he's raised a lot of money. Still, look... Hopefully anyone who gets that money will be very grateful. But if you've received a charitable donation and you know it was caused by a bloke walking around in his Speedos, part of you must think, do we need that money? Do you know what I mean? I'm being harsh, but fairly. Gen Z, the young people. We're back to that topic of why we hate them so much. Here we go. Cottage cheese sales booming again thanks to Gen Z. I knew I hated them. The 70s staple, a popular diet food, has had a resurgence by Generation Z due to its low calories, high protein, and people on social media eating it. If you are eating cottage cheese on social media, you're not an influencer, you're a pervert. Kind of a weirdo sits around eating cottage cheese on social media. You're probably doing that ASMR, you dirty one. Gen Z's wind me right up. They're the reason so many people were crying at Eurovision.
I didn't win.
Oh, shut up and eat some cottage cheese. And we also need to blame whoever first had a go at cottage cheese. You would look at that and you'd think, that's the bit you throw away, right? Whatever else we've kept from what we did to that cow, this is the bit that you get rid of. And someone ate it, and now Gen Z are on it, so you just can't win. I got a complaint, not as in someone's emailed a complaint in, although let's just presume we all think that happens all the time. No, this is my complaint of the day. There's a news story here which I'm just bothered by. Zoo visitors wanted their money back after a Chow Chow dog was dyed black and white to look like a panda in Jiazhou, China. And I'm just upset because of all the dogs you could have done it with, if you'd done it with a Shih Tzu, I could have done the obvious joke and we all could have moved on with our life, but now I can't because it was a chow-chow. So it's just a wasted opportunity. We like to look at some of the weird news stories and, you know, poke holes in it and all that. And I think sometimes we come up with a good point. This story is back in the news. Brits hate unexpected phone calls and don't even bother to answer the phone, according to a new survey. Then the newspaper's going, what's wrong with people these days? My day, we used to answer the phone. Kids these days. Don't get me wrong, I hate kids. But this news story keeps coming back again and again that people these days just don't answer the phone. As if there's something wrong with that. It's because we've got other things now, haven't we? You know, I know a lot, I'm not sociable, but if ever I see the phones ringing, I always think, you better be calling me to explain why you're not sending me a text right now, you're time-wasting, right? Because we're all busy, and we've got the ability to send texts, WhatsApps, and private messages on all social media, on Facebook, on Instagram these days for some reason. You can send a voice note on most of those. You could send a Snapchat. You could send a Kick message if you're a weirdo. You could go into any of the apps and there's probably some way. I've got the Ordnance Survey map app on my phone. I wouldn't be surprised if I can't send a message. You could actually leave messages on the routes that you... Anyway, the point is, no one needs a phone call these days. And that's why people don't like phone calls, is because... anyone you know normally sends you a message or a voice note. If someone's calling you, it's probably someone saying, hello, you've won a holiday. An absolute scam. Oh, that's one. If ever the scammers work out they should send you a voice note, we would be in trouble. This, in the news, a strong man will try and pull a 1.5-ton van over 32 miles in 24 hours. Mike Land is his name. It seems fitting. I'm not quite sure why. The Land thing, like Land Rover. Is that the headline? No, it's not. It should have been. Who was seriously injured in a bungee accident is out to set a new world record. It feels like he's tempting fate again, but he's going to pull a 1.5-ton van. It's going to take him 24 hours. It's going to do 32 miles. Don't get me wrong. With the cost of petrol, there's a lot to be said for this. But if you work out how many miles per hour he's doing, well, he's doing 32 miles in 24 hours. So it's 32 divided by 24, which is... just over one. So actually, he's moving pretty quickly in comparison to like M25 traffic. Do you know what? I take it all back. No complaints from me. No notes. You crack on, Mike. The National Cybersecurity Center is apparently facing questions after telling visitors they could open internal doors with the passcode 1234. Do you remember when the idea of being a hacker or a spy felt kind of cool? And now it's just the fact that other people are idiots. Just, all right, try 1234 and that's not working. Try typing in the word password. Beep, all right, you're through. And let me guess, go anywhere near their router and try the password admin. Next thing you know, you'll be in charge of their network. It's not even worth making a film out of these guys anymore, is it? Oh, look, I know this is news from over the weekend, but I wanted to mention it now because it's really silly and I don't mind doing things that are a few days old. Two Just Stop Oil protesters in their 80s. Smashed the case protecting the Magna Carta at the British Library. Reverend Sue Parfitt, 82, and Judy Bruce, 85, were the two. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it looks like the Magna Carta's safe. Do you know what I mean? It's going to take them a while to get through that glass, and everything in the room, the glass is not the most fragile thing. Look, I don't want to be ageist. I don't want to just do a lot of jokes about how old they are. Because I'm not saying they're old, but the only oil they use is cod liver. But I'm not just going to do old jokes, but I'm not saying they're old, but they called the Magna Carta newfangled. I'm not saying they're old, but they remember when the oil was still dinosaurs. So I think that's why they're upset. I'm not saying they're old, but their getaway driver was a freedom pass. I'm not saying they're old, but on Gaza, they told Joe Biden to grow up. I'm not saying they're old, but they couldn't throw soup this time because that's the only thing they can chew. I think we get the idea. That basically I am saying they're old. Right, podcast done. What are the ones that we couldn't do? Pope Francis is urging people to have more sex because he wants Italians and Europeans to have more kids to keep the human race going. Nice try, but your mental image in my head when I'm about to try and procreate, if anything, I could use the phrase is going to make it harder, but I don't mean that. Do you know what I mean? You're just going to make it more difficult because you are, unless you're really into popes. And then you're not having lots of kids. I don't know. Something about that. And then there's a story. Oh, I've got hiccups again. The story about E.T. We'll move that on to tomorrow's show. Man, my hiccups are kicking in big styly. So I'm just going to wrap up the podcast by saying, oh, no, this is painful. Subscribe to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.